with your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch reporter Sam Halstengard. Horse owners will have an opportunity to learn about grain, supplements, feeding hay, and winter facility management during a webinar series that North Dakota State University Extension is hosting starting next Wednesday, December 16th, and will continue on December 30th and January 13th. They will be at noon Central Time. Topics will include feeding hay during the winter months, feeding grain and supplements during the winter months, sampling hay and feed for nutrient analysis, winter facility management, and winter manure management. This is a great opportunity to learn and ask questions about winter feeding and facility management strategies as it pertains to horses, says Mary Kina, NDSU Extension Livestock and Environmental Management Specialist. Management of your resources can help you save money while making sure your horse is getting the best nutrition and care at appropriate times, she continues. You can register by looking up Winter Horse Webinar NDSU Extension, and those begin next Wednesday, December 16th. The USDA is increasing incentive payments for practices installed on land enrolled in the Continuous Conservation Reserve Program. The Farm Service Agency is upping the practice incentive payment for installing practices from 5% to 20%. Producers who also received a 10% incentive payment for water quality practices on land enrolled in CRP's continuous sign-up. FSA administers the CRP on behalf of the Commodity Credit Corporation. Under the continuous CRP, producers can enroll environmentally sensitive land devoted to certain conservation practices with sign-up available at any time. FSA automatically accepts offers, provided the land and producer meet the eligibility requirements. The Biofuels Coalition filed a brief challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's decision of the August 2019 to approve 31 small refinery exemptions under the Renewable Fuels Standard for 2018. The group submitted the brief to D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing that EPA lacked the authority to issue such exemptions, and that it acted arbitrarily and unstable in attempting to do so. The coalition continues, Growth Energy, Renewable Fuels Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Biodiesel Board, American Coalition for Ethanol, and the National Farmers Union. The groups told the court that the EPA has absolutely no legal basis for continuing to destroy demand for renewable fuels, which is contrary to the intent of Congress for the RFS program. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch reporter Sam Halstengard.